I love being able to share with you some of the conversations that are happening behind the scenes with my clients and also within my wellness and business communities. And one of those conversations that always is coming up is our ability to trust our intuition or to lean a little further into it. I actually have an in-person collaboration event coming up next week, which is going to be so fun. It's going to be about trusting your intuition enough in your business. And it got me thinking, there's a couple of things that I just wanted to share, ways that I have leaned into my intuition, ways that I see other women doing it. And really, I just want to give you a little pep talk because I want you to trust yourself more. I want you to anchor into that gut feeling and to create some confidence around how you trust your intuition. And if this is a new idea to you, how to begin, like where to begin. So let's get to it. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. All right, trusting our intuition when it comes to our health and well-being, when it comes to making decisions for our family, for our children within our marriage, and also within business, you know, within your career. And I think that this is innately something, trusting our intuition, that happens with more ease as you gain confidence and make decisions and trust yourself enough, like you will just inevitably gain more confidence to continue to listening. And I think it's a beautiful conversation. These are the things that we have within our wellness and business communities, because as women, if we're constantly in that masculine energy, which I have certainly had many seasons of that, and by masculine energy, I mean more of that push, you know, the force of it versus divine feminine energy, which I'm sure you have seen people talking about. There's so many beautiful, you know, healers and different modalities to support you trusting that more divine feminine flow, more ease, less friction, and trust and surrender. And I'm sure even as I say those words, you can think about certain situations in your own day-to-day life, within your home, within your relationships, how you approach your health and make decisions around that. And also within our career, like I can easily, it's easy for me to see seasons of my life, even within business, where I was so much more in the masculine than maybe it would have been a different experience for me if I had leaned into that beautiful, innate intuition and divine feminine that we all hold. But I just really feel that these conversations aren't necessarily mainstream, and I believe that these aren't necessarily learned by our experiences as children, depending what kind of generation you are and what home you were raised in. But it really has got me thinking, because within specifically the business community that we have at Her Collab Co., when you're an entrepreneur or you're someone who's really excited and motivated by your career and you know where you want to go, it is so easy to, you know, never have an ending to-do list. Because again, when you have your own business, that's truth. It's hard to turn things off. It's hard to not constantly be going or having your mind racing, because a lot of the time it's excitement, but it's also the pressure. You know, it's the pressure of making this work and creating the impact that you know that you can, but it's also creating the income. And I think sometimes we are so caught in that masculine push or the distraction of the world that we aren't listening. We're not listening to ourselves. And I hope what you'll do from today is walk away from this podcast being curious to lean into what this means for you and maybe what some of your current habits might be. Like, are you trusting yourself? Are you listening to your intuition? Or are you kind of like a bull in China shop like I am sometimes when it's like, I think we're really making it harder than it needs to be. So what the heck is intuition anyways, right? It's not logical necessarily. It's kind of, to me, it's that gut feeling that I have. I mean, I believe for myself too, as my spiritual and my spiritual journey and as my faith has deepened, I find this a lot easier to trust and to know for me versus, you know, again, when I was younger in my 20s and even early 30s, I think sometimes we're trying to work within the tangible, the logical all of the time. So when I think of intuition, I really think of just this gut feeling. And I'm sure you know that. You've been hit with that ping or that knowingness or that download of just like what the next move should be. I think intuition can, you know, whether it's your own kind of ideas, but sometimes it really is this kind of, it feels like something that's not yours. Like maybe it's audible for you, a voice, maybe it's an idea. I sometimes feel like my intuition is validated by certain opportunities or conversations or circumstances or people that come into my life at a specific time when I'm considering maybe what the next move is or the next step in my life, in an area of my life might be. And so I think it's really cool with the women that I get to hang out with all the time, weekly, sometimes daily, is we are having a lot more of these conversations about how to trust our intuition and how do we lean more into that? Because especially when it comes to life as an entrepreneur, maybe you're somebody who has added even like a side hustle, you know, through affiliate sales or network marketing or something, and you're like looking to create something or try something new or step into this world of entrepreneurship, I need you to remember that like there literally is nobody that is going to show up in the world in the way that you do. And one of the best pieces of advice within business that I can think of is to trust and make more decisions based on our intuition and this like level of knowing and understanding. And we don't always have to have the approval. Like, yes, there's strategy. Yes, there's making smart decisions. Yes, there's seeking wise counsel from others. Like, there's all of these different things. But sometimes when I'm faced with a decision or kind of at a crossroads, I can't often, you know, think my way out of a situation that I've thought my way into, if that makes sense. You know, like our minds can be spinning. So usually what I find really helpful is to actually like go within, to actually kind of retract, not to keep pushing through like I maybe would have before, lean into that more surrender and trust. And always there's a solution. It may not be that day, it may not be the next day, but I think that if you just keep moving in the right direction, your intuition, that like that knowingness, you will know what the next step is for you. So whether you have been, you know, kind of aware of this knowing and trusting, or maybe you feel like you don't even, this is the beginning for you, like you're like, I don't even know if I listen to my intuition. One of the greatest ways that I try to encourage people, especially when it comes to health coaching and how to really like pour into a more holistic lifestyle, what that looks like. I think that if we get rid of the noise and we get rid of the distraction and the shoulds and what other people are doing, if we continue to build trust with ourselves, we know what we should be doing. Like, even ask yourself this question as you're thinking about what your next meal is, perhaps. Like, is this the best I can provide for nourishment for my body? And then just tune in. I mean, you probably know, like with your thinking brain, you can like think about that if you're reaching for something that maybe isn't as optimal. But even like seasonally, you know, like maybe you're grabbing a food that's still considered quote unquote healthy, but like maybe you just ask yourself of like, is this the best for me? And I really believe that as you continue to ask yourself these questions, you'll know. And if you're a mother, you know this, right? With your kids, that intuitive, you know, motherly just knowing of what your kid needs or what's happening, especially as babies when they can't outwardly communicate with you. Like, you know, that's your intuition and it's really, really powerful. So we are having a lot more of these conversations because we're all trying to kind of get out of our head and trust ourselves enough to actually lean into this more flow, more trusting as we're building our businesses and knowing that like we're going to figure it out, keep going in the right direction. It's actually very cool. There's so many facilitators and practitioners that actually know how to show this and know how to coach on this or mentor on this. And actually, it was very cool. We actually had a recent event at her Collabco, and there was this beautiful woman there that as she was starting, I usually go around the circle and ask everybody to introduce themselves. I love to know kind of what they do, since we're kind of talking, you know, health, life, and business. And she was from the United States. And she just so happened to be in our area of Southwestern Ontario, kind of house sitting. She's kind of become a bit of a nomad since she, that's what she calls herself because she's kind of driving around North America. After she walking away from a corporate job, she works mostly online, but she's an intuitive and she actually supports women in trusting their intuition and as they grow their business. And it's so cool how people like that come into our lives, right? And I knew when I met her and we started talking that a collaboration at her Collabco was like so essential because I'm like, these are the conversations that we're having. And, you know, we can all share from our own areas of expertise and our own experience. But when you have someone come in that can really teach us more about that, like I'm all ears. And I know that the women in our community are as well too. So I will link in Kristen's information here because truly it doesn't matter where you live. You could absolutely take advantage of her services and she's a wonderful person. And if you're catching this in real time, we are having our event on Tuesday, April 30th. There's still some spots left. I just announced it yesterday. It's like very spontaneous, a spontaneous collaboration. All of the details are linked in through our events page in the show notes for you. But if you are a woman in business, an entrepreneur, and you really would love to learn more about this, what it means to lean into your intuition, how to lead with less fear and just trust yourself and so many other things. Ask your questions. We would love to have you. Again, the link for that is in the show notes. And then hopefully, I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot more from that workshop that I can bring that back to you as well too. But here's what I really hope the takeaway is from this conversation. When you come back here every single week and you're listening to these episodes and you're, you know, committed to your own personal and professional growth, just start trusting yourself a little bit more. Pay attention. Sometimes it's our thinking and our thoughts that we're like forcing, but I have a feeling that in certain situations, if you pause long enough to just take notice of what's happening or just have that gut feeling of what's next for you, that's what that is. And honor that and say, thank you. And, you know, give me more of that, please. And sometimes I think it just comes down to, which we say this a lot, don't we? Just stillness, allowing ourselves to have enough stillness in our day. So I don't know how that lands for you in sense of maybe, you know, this applies to your health journey more than business, or maybe this is in parenting, really. Like, you know, we're skirting into almost teenage years and like uncharted waters. I've heard my friends say this, but like, really, there is that even that intuition of just, you know, how to handle and how to parent. And then again, of course, within business decisions and how we as women make decisions, I think it's a beautiful, I mean, men also have intuition. I'm not saying that, but I think there is this innate divine feminine kind of superpower that we have. If we trust that and we continue to feed the confidence by listening and taking action, and I think your intuitive nudges and guidance will continue to deepen and get even a little bit louder. And you'll just be able to make decisions faster, which I have found myself as well too. And I think it comes with age and wisdom and life and sometimes not listening and being redirected, right? So anyways, I hope that this lands for you today. I hope you're having a wonderful week wherever you are, and we will catch you back here next time. Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.